Welcome to Conservative Patriot Nation, new members and returning members. Tonight we are bringing you a fantastic show with two fantastic guests, Gold Star Moms, the Falling 13 that happened in Afghanistan from a failed administration, and we'll be talking about a failed administration tonight. Before we start the show, I'd like to recognize one of our sponsors, Mike Lindell, a guy that has really been fighting the good fight, exposing discrepancies with our elections, a guy that has brought something to the Supreme Court just not too long ago, a guy that's been really investing his money inside fighting for the American citizens. I tell you, Juan O'Savin, we had him on here, and Juan O'Savin's been saying many times lately, this is the time to be counted for. You know, if you're an American, play your part. You don't have to do nothing big. You could do something very small, just sharing information, learning information. Be like Mike Lindell, because that guy's being counted for. And I'll tell you what, if you go to mypillow.com, use promo code CPNN, you will not be dissatisfied with any of his products. And this guy is not a guy that's taking money and just wasting it and splurging in the money. This guy is actually taking money and he's fighting for the American people. This is a guy that is employing Democrat citizens and Republican citizens. And this is a guy that's really fighting. So if you don't know what Mike is doing, go fill an article and look what Mike's doing. This guy's been really, really busting his butt. So if you go to MyPillow, use promo code CPNN, I'm sure Mike will be appreciative of it and his employees as well. And now I'd like to introduce Cheryl and Shauna. Thank you, women, for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. If you guys want to, ladies, want to start off with some of the members that are probably new on here, on your son, give them a little bit of brief background.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. If you want to just give the audience, for some of the members that are new that hasn't really followed your story, give them a little briefing on your son and the background a little bit.
Oh, okay. Did you want to go first, Cheryl?
That's fine. My name is Cheryl Rex. I'm the mother of Lance Corporal Dylan Marilla. He was one of the 13 that was killed during the withdrawal of Afghanistan. He was stationed here at Camp Pendleton, California, with 2-1, and they were on their first deployment to Jordan when the withdrawal began to take place, and they were redirected to go assist with the evacuation on August 26, 2021. My son and 12 other service members lost their life that day. Your turn.
Pretty much everything she said, except my son is Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui. He was also one of the 13 killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal on 8/26/2021.
Yeah, and that's crazy. You know, that story came amongst the Patriot community, and wow, I remember to this day, and I'm like, oh my God, I'd like to get these families on here. This is just terrible on how this administration is just brain dead. And it doesn't seem like they're really trying to do anything. You know, it didn't seem like they really were trying to come to the parents and really be sincere. But then all of a sudden, it just seems like they keep popping the 13 Gold Star family members up. And it's like, is this for publicity? Is this a publicity stunt? Now we see the Gold Star father get arrested at the State of the Union address, which I'm like, I got to bring on Cheryl and Shauna, because this doesn't sound right. Because I'm going to tell you now, if I was a congressman, I'm going to surround this Gold Star father. You're not arresting him. I'm sorry. We can kick him out if he's being disruptive or whatnot. So what is your thoughts on that? Like, for both of you, I'd love to hear your take on it, because that just doesn't sound right at all.
Actually, that Gold Star father is my ex. That is Kareem's father. Yeah, I think it was bullshit that he got arrested. As a Gold Star parent, he should be allowed to say whatever he wants, especially when he's sitting in the same room as the man that we feel is responsible for the death of our son. So, I mean, that whole thing shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't have been arrested. But yeah, as far as Congress goes, you're saying that they're helping all the parents of the Fallen 13. They're not. They've selected certain ones, and that's who they're helping. I don't want any part of it, just for the simple fact that you've had 2.5 years to try to help us. And you decided right before the election to start taking interest in helping these Gold Star families. And I don't want to be any part of being used by Congress. I don't want my son being used by Congress. Unfortunately, his dad is going to go ahead and use them that way. And it kind of works out good. They can be used and they can use back. It brings up Abbey Gate again and what happened. It reminds people of what happened to our Fallen 13 and gets their names out there again. But it's the fact that Congress wasn't doing anything to help us until they needed something. So I don't want any part of that.
Did you want to touch on that as well, Cheryl? Or?
I started off being involved with the Congress just to see the original meetings and see what their projective goals were. I don't know. I feel the same way as Shanna. Why you had 2.5 years and why now? They did have a lot of time to reach out to us and guide us in the right direction or even help any of us personally, because some of us needed, you know, we didn't know what to do. And I don't feel, again, they're not including all of us. So they do have our contact information. If they wanted to, they could let us know when things are happening or call us and say, hey, there's a hearing coming up on this date. Would you possibly want to attend? And they're not even doing that. They did pick their select few, and I'm not exactly sure why. But it is, I guess, I don't want to say it is what it is, but it kind of is at this point. I don't know. I don't feel that.
So basically, those of us that have been outed out of this group are not getting the same information as the ones that they have in the group. So the ones that Congress has together are getting all the information. And those of us that they have now, sorry about that, that they have now put on the sideline, we're not getting any information. So we don't know when there's hearings coming up. Or anything. We're not getting any information at all.
Well, I could try to hold back some words, but I find that like really bullshit, because these boys came out of you women. Okay. You powerful women, these boys came out of you. So there shouldn't be a selected few of people that we're gonna put in front of the camera. All the Gold Star parents should be involved no matter what. There shouldn't be no group. There should be all, no matter what. I don't care whatever transpired in the past or whatnot, because I tell you, when my father died, me and my brother were very close of going blow for blow with our hands. And it was thankful that our uncles broke it up, because our emotions were so out of whack that it was just a really bad time. So you mean to tell me they have six families and they're just outing other family members? Is that my understanding?
Yes.
So basically they created a 10-year MOU and it was borderline a contract. First of all, I wasn't going to sign a contract. My son was only 20, and a 10-year MOU is half his life. I don't feel that I haven't had to sign any documentation except for signing my son's life over to the Marine Corps when he died. So, and I didn't agree with the fact that they had people's names on this quote unquote contract and then didn't.
Like my name.
So people's names were on it that weren't even getting the information. So how are they going to know even that it's, in existence if they're not being told that here's a contract that they want.
Yeah, I didn't sign it either. Matter of fact, they didn't even send it to me. They put my name on it and then didn't even send it to me. So, I mean,
what?
Yeah, they put my name on the contract and then didn't even send it to me. So there's just a lot behind all of this. It's not talking bad about the other Gold Star parents, but you would think as Gold Star parents, knowing what I'm going through, knowing what Cheryl's going through, they wouldn't pull stuff like this. Instead, they would say we're stronger as a whole. And for our fallen 13 to be represented, you need all 13, the parents of all 13. You don't pick and choose who you want. It's all 13 because all 13 of them have parents. You don't just decide who you're outing and who you're keeping in. Even if some of us don't agree with the things they want to do, you still don't out them. You give
right,
them other avenues.
You all have one common goal, and then that's seeking justice for a tragic situation that could have been prevented, to where I totally agree. If, you know,
and
you all have to be involved.
My son, and I can only speak for my son did not die for political reasons. He didn't die for the left. He didn't die for the right. He was killed when he joined the Marines. It was to serve our country, which includes everybody in this country. It wasn't something political. And so the way I look at it now is my son is being used for political purposes. Yes, we want Abigate talked about. Yes, we want remember what happened there remembered. But using our kids, like, to me, I that's not something I can go along with. There's other ways to get it out there. It would be different if since the beginning they've been by our sides, guiding us, helping us, and acting interested. But they only became interested when the 2024 election came right around the corner. Then it was, hey, we can use these kids for this election. And to me, that just kind of pissed me off, is what that did.
So is anyone from Congress reaching out to you ladies and trying to do anything?
No. Actually, we were in a Zoom meeting. How long ago was that? 3 months?
I believe back in December, maybe.
Was it December? We were pulled into a Zoom meeting and don't know why me and Cheryl both had became targets in there. And some things were said. We were basically told that we were outed, that we weren't going to be a part of anything. They had chose the ones they wanted to represent our fallen 13. Well, I'm sorry, you cannot represent our fallen 13 when not all 13 parents are there to represent their kids. So it was just, there was a, I think he's in a, is he an attorney general?
No, he works for the attorney general office. He's an office staffer.
Oh, okay. I'm not saying his name, but he is actually buddied up with these Gold Star families because now he looks at them as somebody who can make him someone, you know? So now he's doing things for them. And if they decide they don't want somebody involved in the group, he makes sure they're not too. So, I mean, and then we have one Gold Star dad who really thinks he is the shot caller. So he is something else.
Yeah, you know, it's sad whenever a group forms and egos kick in and publicity gain kicks in and
publicity
it just it opens the door for Satan to disrupt something that everyone has one common goal for something good, you know. It's sad. It's terrible.
Yeah. And it just kind of gotten, it has been disrupted. It's weird is I've gotten so many horrible messages, like on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, Messenger for the for Kareem's dad shouting out. I've had, and like some of them made me cry because they were telling me that I've dishonored my son. I've disrespected our fallen 13. Like, they're just going on and on. And each person, until I quit reading messages, I had to respond back and say, I wasn't even there. I'm not even a part of that group. I would never dishonor my son that way. But at the same time, even though I found that tasteless, at the same time, I'm like, at least it brought Abby Gate back into the picture. It brought our fallen 13's names back out there. So I'm kind of torn about by it. Like, his father should have never been arrested. Steve should have never been arrested. That to me was ridiculous. I mean, I would love to see Biden arrested. I don't see anybody arresting him. I would love to see the military advisors arrested. I don't see anybody arresting them. But a father with a hurting heart yells out his son's name, United States Marines, Kareem M. Nakui, and he's arrested. Like, to me, that was ridiculous. But like I said, I torn in that area because that's not something I would have done. That's not something I would have done to bring attention back to it. There would have been other routes I would have taken to bring back attention. And it wouldn't have just been attention focused on one. It would have been attention focused on all 13, because not just my son died. There was 12 others. Right. So I see a lot of Kareem being posted everywhere, and I don't see how the other families involved in that group can sit back and be like, oh, cool. You know, there's not just Kareem passed away. There was 13 altogether. So they all need to be out there. And there was a way to bring that all of them out there.
And Cheryl, your son was
something like this.
Your son was Dylan, right?
Mine, Dylan.
And are they showing his pictures at all, or is just?
I feel like the media covers when they have a focus. So in the beginning, when I was involved with some of the stuff, I did attend a family. It was supposed to be a family impact statement, and I spoke, and I spoke to how it impacted me and my experience and what I was looking for. And that speech ended up going all over the place, and they did focus on myself and my son. They didn't, you know, some of the news will say, you know, talk about all 13. But I feel like when one parent makes some kind of a statement, the focus is only on that one parent. So it almost feels like each one wants their own way, because the next thing that I attended shortly after that, I didn't speak the way I wanted to. And I didn't even write, or the speech I wrote, I didn't say, because three of the families that were present at the same time were basically telling me over and over for 3 hours prior to that they wanted to make a statement like I did. They wanted people to know who they were like I did. And I wasn't there for a competition. I was literally there to tell my story and do my family impact. My family impact is I've got two other children. I've got, you know, a family. It impacted me. And this is what happened to me. And this is how this went, you know, this situation happened. And I highlighted just certain things, and I wasn't there making any, oh my gosh, everybody look at me kind of thing. Cause there was eight of us there, I think. So I just felt, you know, here's a chance to, you know, speak and speak how my experience went. So I'm not one. I was very quiet in the beginning. I hate the camera. I hate media. I hate the attention. My son wouldn't like the attention. My son was a giver on the backside. He didn't need extra acknowledgement. So, you know, it was overwhelming on my family. So when I did have the opportunity to actually speak, it was close to 2 years. And I took that and I did speak on behalf of my son.
Well,
so basically they're focusing.
The camera or not. Oops, sorry, Shauna, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying basically they focus on, even the news media, focus on the ones who are grabbing the most attention. Like right now, Kareem's dad, what he did at that State of the Union speech, they're focused on that right now because that grabs attention. I think it's wrong. I think they should just constantly just be talking about all 13, because that's what our goal is. We want accountability for all 13. We want all 13 remembered, their sacrifices remembered, what they meant to their their families to this country. So, I mean, I'm sure with their future publicity stunts or whatever they're going to be doing, they'll learn from this one and they'll do better for the next ones, you know, and I'm sure they'll take turns with each parent, making sure each parent that's in this group gets some type of attention.
Well, it's kind of upsetting and weird when you guys just explained that you guys weren't even there, because I seen a post from Speaker Mike Johnson, and he says, you know, I'm going to have asked the Gold Star families to attend the State of the Union address. So I took that as if you all were going there. Like, did only they reach out to you guys or just no?
No. Nope. They only invited the group they have formed. There's, let me count. I think there's six in the group. Am I correct, Cheryl? There's six in that group?
Yeah, I think so. I think five actually do the, I hate to even say this, the political part. And then one of the family kind of just shows up to not be so immediate.
Yeah, but there's
six of them.
They were invited. They were told to be there. And those of us that are outed, we're not invited. We're not told any information, nothing like that.
Well, if anyone that's on this chat that can get to Mike Johnson and some important people in Congress, I think it needs to be known that there's two mothers here that should be a part of it. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if you guys are wackos. Those boys came out of you. Your sons laid their life on the line for all of our freedoms. From a failed administration, on top of that, all the Gold Star moms should be a part of it. Dads should be a part of it. There should be no one left out, because your kids did the ultimate sacrifice. That's very disheartening.
Well, in a defense mechanism on the backside, even though I'm directly involved, I can see where not all the families are going to want to. Not all the families are going to show up to these things, but they have direct communication and they can at least call us and let us know what's going on. Or, you know, maybe some of them aren't going to show up. And that's just, you know, everybody has their own personal, you know, how they want to represent this or that. And
there's some that just want to, they just want to stay home and go through their grieving process and heal. They don't want to be put out there, because whenever you're put out there, people want to hear your story about what happened. So you have to basically relive from the day you were told you lost your kid, clear up till now. And it is painful reliving it over and over and over. So some families do want to just sit back on the sideline. I couldn't go to any of the hearings. I was having, at that time, health issues. I still have some of the health issues. But my doctor did okay me to go to one of the hearings. And one of the Gold Star dads lied to me. He messaged me and told me that they're only allowing step-parents and spouses to go to the hearings. And it wasn't until after that hearing that I found out that was a lie, and they're public hearings. Anyone could go. Because I had stated I had somebody that was going to fly with me, just fly with me so I didn't have to go alone, because my doctor didn't want me traveling alone. And then this Gold Star dad lied to me and told me that.
Wow. Yeah, I meant for the Gold Star family members that, you know, would like to be present and have a voice and demand answers and justice.
But what you don't understand is these families that they've kept in the group, they do have Congress. And that's what we were just telling you. Congress does have our contact information. They don't reach out to us. They have the group that they're working with, and that's who they're sticking with. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but like, even at the State of the Union, I think there was six families that went, six of the parents went, and they had members of Congress that invited them to go. So like she was even saying, they have our contact information, but these parents have decided the group that they have formed is the group they're keeping from the ones that went to the hearing. Now, Cheryl did go to the hearings, but they outed her anyways. But the rest of the families that went to those hearings, which is now these six that are left, are the ones they're keeping in the group and focusing on. like I said, the rest of us, me, that aren't involved, we're not getting any information.
Wow.
We're like you, the rest of you. We find out when you guys find out.
Well, you know, our creator, he does things in mysterious ways. And maybe he said, what does it say, separating the wheat from the tare? Maybe there's a mission that you two, he has on to rise something up. And I tell you, if there's anything that you guys need or whatever, I'm totally behind you two mothers, because those kids came out of you guys. Like, and it's just crazy, because I mean, that makes me look at some of these folks in Congress a little bit different. I don't care if these people said, oh, we're going to be the representatives. I'm going to contact all the moms and all the dads, no matter what the case is, because
one goal to just get, you know, seeking answers, like the investigation. Why are they not giving us that information? They've known this information since August 26th. They knew all the questions, or the answers to the questions that all of us families had, and they're withholding it from us. And then they kept, okay, let's do it step by step. Well, you know, there's not a step by step. And it makes it harder on the families, because again, we have to relive it every single time. They'll do, okay, here's a portion of it. And no, let's get to the bottom of this, because nobody's ever going to be able to, no matter what, and I'm sorry, but no matter what, when your child's murdered, there's no closure. So I don't like to use that word, or when people say, give these families closure, these families are never going to have closure. I'm never going to have closure. The fact is that the Congress was put into there with this committee to do this investigation and give us these answers that we've had and keep seeking for. And why did it turn into, oh my gosh, let's parade them around? I'm not okay with that. Let's do this and bring them on this show. For what, a whole nother year? You've literally put us off for pushing 3 years. Why is that?
They're doing it now for a political agenda. That's why they're doing it now.
And it started almost a year ago. So it's been a lead up to it.
That totally makes sense. And that's what it seems like. I mean, I can't believe it's been this long and you guys haven't got any answers. But it seems like,
and I don't
like,
want my son used for a political agenda, but his dad is going to use him that way. I don't want him used that way. I want all 13 remembered. I want accountability. Which I don't see us getting either, but just the answers, something, like Cheryl said, there will never be any closure. Like, we lost our sons. There's never going to be any closure to that, ever. I had somebody the other day message me and tell me, just give it a couple more years and you'll be healed. And I was like, are you high right now? Like, did you just, no, not even a couple years from now will I be healed. I've lost a piece of my heart. I've lost a piece of who I am twice because of my other son too. So I've lost two huge pieces of my heart and two huge pieces of my life. Nothing's ever going to be the same. I'm never going to be healed. And that's why I wish they would just give us all the answers right away, and instead of just dragging this out for their political agenda, just give us the answers and let us move on with our lives. Quit using the families to get what you want. It's what we want. Our kids were the ones that were killed. Give us what we want, which is the answers. And then leave us the hell alone. Let us live our lives.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and if there's anything that our creator brings to you guys, or you ladies, sorry about that, that we, the people, can help you on whatever mission, please let me know, because I remember that day, and that was very, that hit my soul pretty hard. It was pretty tragic. It was crazy. And then to start hearing the information leaked on how it could have been prevented, and then it wasn't prevented. And the news hit, and they kind of like just buried it. And hearing this now that it's been so long and you guys haven't heard any answers, but we have a group of people in the political realm that seems like they're there to uncover things. It really makes me scratch my head a little bit, because hearing from you ladies, it doesn't seem like that right now.
From my end, it feels like a movie. Like, it's just a continuous, I don't know what else to say, but steps. And why is there steps? There shouldn't be steps. We should have had most of our questions answered within a few months. When that initial investigation report came out, that's when we should have had our answers. And we were lied to. It was covered up. It was pushed aside. And nobody knows about it. And nobody knows. We still don't know the truth about everything. We submitted questions and they still won't redact back with any logical answer for those either. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. You should have gotten back to me 3 years ago, or pushing 3 years ago.
I agree.
I agree with you. I have a good friend of mine, Jess Jody from Patriots Helping Patriots. I'd like to introduce you to you ladies.
Hi, ladies. God bless you so much. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I'm the founder of Patriots Helping Patriots Network, and I'm just mortified right now. I'm a mom of four. My oldest son's 26, law enforcement, and prior to that was actually leaving for the Marine Corps. I'm not sure what all went down there. When I think back over a shoulder injury, he went straight into law enforcement, and my heart has sat here and broke from the time I sat in thinking about. I literally feel a little bit enamored with the fact that there's people that are outed to begin with, Mike. This is where I'm like flipping out. You know how I get. I get all feisty right. And mad. Mm-hmm. And I'm really mad right now because these women have lost their sons fighting for our country, have no answers, and they get outed and nobody will make contact. And nobody wants to reach out. So I'm just like thinking, who do we know, you know, that could make a difference here for this situation? And I'm willing definitely to put out all my resources to see. And if you guys could DM me even, maybe I could get a better idea of who you've already been in contact with as well. Yeah, I'm so heartbroken. God bless you both for being as strong as you are. Truly.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no words. I think that's the hard thing. There's no words. There's no words of healing. There's nothing that's going to make anybody feel any better. But I have to say the acknowledgement of all 13, that's the goal here. And if there's any way we can help with that, please stay in contact and reach out and we'll see what we can do. And you know, I hold on to this. It's a new voting year. It's a new year of elections. We have new Congress people. We're helping promote that are living for our soldiers of America. You know, I mean, these people are the most phenomenal people running for Congress. And we, the people, have stepped up and we are voting them in. So my hope is a whole new bunch of lawmakers that we have installed will be who we're dealing with next. But God bless you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
And I'll definitely connect you ladies with Jody if
Yeah.
Yes, Mike, please do. This is something that I'm glad that I saw your chat up and that you had it out there. It was one of those things like, you know, you got the moment, you'll jump in, but I didn't have the moment. And I'm like, why do I feel like I need this moment? And as soon as I seen Gold Star Moms, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's going to be something here that's mortifying. Well, for me, having followed the story, I never realized, and remember, I'm jumping in halfway into your chat tonight. You were halfway through. So I never realized, and I'm certain many others do not, that you all weren't already involved in being recognized and working with the groups and having Congress in contact with you, you know? So if I don't know that, I can just say, Mike, do you know how many hundreds of thousands of Americans do not know that?
That's what I'm saying, Joey. If the Patriots knew, oh boy.
Oh, they're about to know. Good Lord, are they about to know, Mike? So yes, get me that back stuff. We're going to go all out. But ladies, I'm here. And if you need anything, please reach out. God bless you all. You're going to remain in our prayers.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to tell the audience? Any way that we can help you ladies, support you, get the word out? I'll definitely going to connect you with Just Jody. I think that's very important. Because I think more Americans definitely need to know this and be aware of this. Because once the Patriots knows about this, I'm sure there'll be a difference made.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to be getting the same information that the group they formed is getting. I mean, we're parents too of our fallen, so I mean, it'd be nice to have the same information.
So you know what the Patriots.
Sorry, Mike.
No,
I kind of wanted to add one more thing before I get locked down here. And I'm just thinking, you touched on something, Mike, about, you know, what their mission could be together, right? And I feel so strongly, and I don't want to be like, I don't know what the word is, lack of compassion for the others. But in our world of patriotism and in God's world, the ones you leave behind, those ones become your leaders. So we won't know their names when we're finished here. And that's what's kind of heartbreaking, because the people who have outed you, those are people that are clearly not standing for the cause. They're not standing in an honorable representation of all 13. So those are the people that will not be okay with any of us on a patriot level being our representatives for the loss of your children. So I just wanted to add that, because there is a mission here for both of you. And I'm not really sure what it is, but I do feel that strongly. And the people that I know, when they have this story, they are not going to be okay with this either. And I will ask you, has anyone from Trump's administration ever reached out to you?
In the beginning, right after I first lost Kareem, Trump did call. I did talk to him on the phone. But after that, nothing. As a matter of fact, I had nothing to do with anyone. I was just kind of venturing out on my own and trying to get my own answers. And then finally, almost a year ago, it'll be, I think, a year ago in June, I believe June, is when Congress started getting involved with us. And it seems like once Congress started getting involved, a group started being formed. So there was less and less information going out to some of us, more information to others. And then I think I was the first one out of the group, I'm pretty sure. I starting back in, I believe it was June, I started getting no information. Like, it just slowly went away. And then recently, group chats that we were in, the one Gold Star dad removed actually both of us from those group chats. So we can't get any information, like see what the information Congress is giving them, stuff like that. Like, it's just been, so I've just kind of hung back and just waited, thinking, okay, eventually some type of information is going to float my way, but nothing so far.
Yeah. I was asking just due to our current administration and the way they operate, I figured that's kind of, I don't know, I'll speculate. This is in my opinion. And I will say, with the current administration, it's to their advantage. So the people that will work to their advantage for their political propaganda, especially during an election year, and the ones who won't, get outed. So that was my concern of wanting to know if anybody in the other administration reached out. And I think we can maybe do that for you.
The original group, well, not original, because not everybody was involved, but the few of us that did attend the original first meetings right after one of them, we actually were invited to go meet with Trump, and he hosted us for dinner. I did attend that as well. And after this contract that was created and this separation of division between the families, I haven't heard from them. They all have my phone number as well. Because that trip, we had to provide our full information just to even be able to go to this. And so they have my address. They have my phone number. They know how to get a hold of me. And if they're choosing not to, that's, I don't know. I don't know how you can pick and choose what families you are going to contact and not.
See, I didn't go to that one. I didn't go to that hosting because I was already outed before then. So I wasn't there.
This is just horrible. It was really horrifying. Mike, I'm so glad you brought it to our attention and mine. I really am. And I know JD's here listening tonight as well. So I do appreciate that you guys are taking the time with them today so people like us can find it and grab on. And honestly, the exposing is the only way to help. And without the exposed, there's no way to take anybody forth with their purpose. And I don't feel it's okay for, you know, seven or six of them to be running around and six or seven other families completely left behind. I mean, imagine your soldiers, they wouldn't have left their brother behind. So what, you know, that to me is, whew.
And Jody, you know, the crazy thing about it doesn't matter if, let's say the Gold Star families, they don't like each other. Okay. Not everyone in this world is going to like each other. That's life. But our Congress, our government has to go beyond that and inform all the parents. So for two parents not to be informed, that is crazy. Like,
I think they need to be like more like me and Cheryl, because just so you guys know, me and Cheryl don't hang out. We don't talk. We don't do anything with each other. But when it comes to our kids, our sons, her and I do know how to get along, and we do know how to talk and bring awareness for our kids. So when you're saying there's Gold Star parents that don't like each other, okay, just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean you out them. You learn to get along with them, talk to them, communicate with them. Like I said, me and Cheryl communicate with each other when it comes to our kids and what we need to do next. We don't sit there and be like, hey, how was your day? You want to go get some coffee? No. We talk about what we need to do next for our sons. And I think that is mature. That is being strong. But when you're a parent, you decide, hey, I don't like this Gold Star parent. Cool. Let's out those ones. To me, that just shows you're weak and you're immature and you're more on the coward side. Because if you can't be around somebody you dislike and be mature and civil about it, then you're a coward. I can be around people I dislike. I can hug people I dislike. Especially when it comes to doing something and talking about our fallen 13, because our boys, our kids all died together. They died together. So as parents, we need to learn to be able to get along with one another and be able to speak together about them, not turn on each other and talk behind each other's backs.
Yeah, you know, I totally get that. Well, I'm having a hard time understanding right now is where our government. So if there's any type of information for your son's situation, the government should be informing all the parents.
Yeah.
Like, there shouldn't be, okay, Timmy's the leader, so we're going to pass it to Timmy and he can disperse it to the ones he wants to know. And I hate to say it like this, but the blood is on their hands. So if you can't provide information to all the parents, what the hell is our government doing?
Using the ones that will go along with everything they want to get what they want.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a weird agenda.
Even if they want to be on TV or show up to these events like the State of the Union, not everybody's going to show up and not everybody's going to accept an offer. my thing with Congress right now is it doesn't matter who will show up. You still on the backside need to inform the rest of us what's going on. Because exactly. We don't know. I don't even know what's going to happen. I just found out because I had to look it up online that I have been doing that there's another hearing next week. And I would have paid to go down there to DC and go see Millie in the same room because he's another big factor to the August 26th date. Well, the whole withdrawal, but he's a huge factor. And again, we're not being told. I have to go look on the Foreign Affairs Committee website. How come they're not calling me? Why aren't they telling me, hey, look, there's a hearing. Would you like to come? Well, I have to look on my own.
I didn't even know about that.
It's on the 19th. Oh. And I found out because I happened to be thinking about this and I checked the website to find out it's on the 19th. Well, most of us can't just get in a plane and leave the next day.
I didn't even know about the website.
Oh, well, the Foreign Affairs Committee has their own website. And on the website, it'll tell you, okay, this part of Afghanistan of the 13, this will be this hearing or this date. So yeah, it's public. It's out there. And they usually set them like 2 weeks prior. So again, most people can't just get on a plane in 2 weeks and fly there. The flights are like $1,500. And you got to find some. I've got a kid still at home. So
Well, you know what? I have to interject there. If we can give billions of dollars to Afghanistan and all these other countries and credit cards with $5,000 on it for these illegal immigrants that are not contributing to our economy or our society, I think you can pay a $1,500 ticket for all 13 Gold Star family members. I'll be more than happy for you to take that taxes out of my damn work check.
They don't do that. I didn't get to go to one of the hearings because they told me they couldn't pay for my flight or my hotel. Oh. Yeah, they said they couldn't afford to pay for my flight or my hotel. And I was like, well, then I can't go because I don't have the funds to go. That was, I think, for the second hearing, or maybe it was the third one that I couldn't go to.
I can't believe we're hearing this. Mike, I can't believe it.
Right.
I just can't.
If DJT knew this,
Oh my God, no. I can't even imagine. So just for, you know, previous references, there's been times even he flew planes to go get soldiers out of other countries, you know, let alone here in our fallen soldiers and the Gold Star parents. I can't imagine that we would not be able to afford a few thousand dollars at the billions and trillions that we spend. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm just having a moment. This is unbelievable.
No, we had to pay for them. So the liaison, we'll call him the liaison. He was supposed to, his only job in coordinates to the 13 families was to go out and find donors that would sponsor our trips. And some of them he did not. So they came out of our pocket, which, you know, I'll pay it because it's my son and I want the answers and I want to be there and I want to know what's going on. I don't care about money. I don't care about, I'll live. I don't.
Cheryl, I am so upset for you guys, both of you. And here's the thing. Didn't you already give enough? You gave your child. This is why I'm so angry. You gave your child and they want you to go get a damn donor. I can't handle this. I mean, I can see some writings in my future to representatives and other people to help assist this along. Because for me, as an American, I cannot sit here and allow Gold Star parents to not even be able to attend the hearing that involves the loss of their child. We could just take soldier out of the equation. We could take America out of it. It's still their child. And, you know, the cause is the cause. And this was not something, we don't need donors. You've given enough, for crying out loud.
Right.
So we're definitely going to have to see what we can do with the future of this. I'm really glad I stepped in here, Mike, as heartbroken as I am. There's definitely other people way bigger than us that would know where to go from here.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrifying.
What's crazy, though, is hearing how they ask these Gold Star parents to go find donors when you're just giving trillions and billions away to freaking Ukraine, Iran, and all these other countries. I mean, during the pandemic, all that money they gave to all them different
countries. We're donating to them. We're donating.
You can't pay for a flight? Wow, that's crazy. I'm really glad that we had this show tonight, because this is going to activate me and the Patriots. I think we need to be the voice with you ladies, so this is known. And you don't have to bring up, you know, you're not about money and blah, blah, blah. Listen, your sons did the ultimate sacrifice. All right. The least this government can do is make sure every Gold Star parent attends a hearing. If you want to go, I'll provide you the flight. If you don't want to go, that's, you know, your free will. But to tell the Gold Star parents to go find donors, here, go start a fundraiser, raise some funds to come to a hearing, because we're responsible for what took place. And we failed you guys. Like, wow. I don't know. I'm lost for words right now.
I am too. Wow. And it goes back to that purpose that I feel is here. There is a purpose between these two women that, you know, it's God's timing, but there is a purpose here. And I'm not really certain exactly the direction, but I feel that it's peeking its head. And for the first time, you know, you think of our community of Americans and patriots, you know, that goes on for hundreds of millions of people in today's world. This isn't 4 years ago. This isn't 6 years ago. You say something about one of our veterans, our military, one of our fallen soldiers, and you're in a new ball game, you know? Mm-hmm. So for it to have been sitting here, you know, this long since the withdrawal, and for them to have been treated so very poorly. We know the demise is always on the ones who step up and leave the others behind. So there's definitely something that
the government
is
help our the wounded were having to go out and find their own outside sources as well to get wheelchairs, to get all these other things. It wasn't just given to our wounded. My son didn't come home to where I'm begging or ask, not begging, sorry, but wrong wordage. I'm not asking people for this or this, but the wounded kids that did come home, they weren't even given these things. They were having to get outside organization donors. and it took a lot. It took a lot of different organizations to actually make things happen, which I had no idea that that's how it operated, because you would assume that the government would be helping all of us, and they didn't.
Can you ladies talk briefly, because I just want to say both are important, the 13 that fell and the 18 that were wounded.
Wounded, yeah.
A lot of people don't talk about the 18 that's wounded. Could you guys go over them a little bit and how they're doing, and has the government tried to help them, or is it like kind of the same story? Or
from the ones that I know, no, they're not getting any help. They're forgotten about too. Like I try to tell people all the time, there wasn't just 13 that were killed. Altogether, 31 U.S. service members were wounded. 13 of them died from their wounds. 18 lived. And they're just as forgotten about as our 13 fallen. So the way I see it, this administration, this government, they use you up. They treat you like you're disposable and replaceable. Even the ones that survived are treated that way. And, you know, on 8/26/2021, in the Afghanistan withdrawal, 11 Marines lost their life. One soldier lost his life, and one Navy corpsman. So Marines and soldiers are not the same thing. Marines are Marines. Soldiers is the Army. So I just want to make that clear that on 8/26/2021, 11 Marines lost their lives, one soldier, one Navy corpsman.
Wow. Are you ladies in contact with the 18 at all? Or?
Yeah, we both are.
Awesome. I definitely would like to hook up with you and bring them on here, because like we just talked about, no one really talks about the 18, and both 13 and 18 are very important.
So it comes down to the same situation as some of the families. I've always told them when they're ready, they'll talk. Some may talk. In those situations that they were ultimately in, it hit them hard and personal, and they saw things that, you know, I would never see.
But I shouldn't see.
They saw things that nobody should ever see. But again, just like some of the parents, they're not going to talk. And you can, you know, it's ultimately always going to be on each person individually, whether they want to or not. As of right now, all of them have gotten out of Wounded Warrior, so that's a good thing. They're all home with their families or moving on with their careers, lifestyle. But they're going to be emotionally tied to that date, just like the 13 families and just like a lot of people that did witness it. Because our wounded got wounded, what about all the others that were out there that just because they didn't have a visible wound, they still have mental wounds and they still have emotional wounds that they're not being addressed either.
And like the rest, they don't want to talk about it either, because to them, to have to talk about it is to relive that day. And that is a very hard day. So it's easier for them not to talk about it.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I respect it. I respect all those that don't want to talk, but I definitely would like to let them know that there's an open door for this platform for their voices to be heard. And they're more than welcome to come on here, and I'm sure they're more than welcome to go on Patriots Helping Patriots, as well as Jody has had on, like Ryan Reaver, and many other military. Actually, she had a veteran on today, which was awesome. But this platform is always open for the Marines, for those that are willing to come on that wants to have a voice and a story heard. So I just wanted to let that be known. And anyone watching this podcast, share it far and wide. I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about the views. It's all about the message. Every American should be aware of the discussion that took place tonight. If there's anything else that you ladies would like to say before we go into Q&A, because we're almost at that hour mark and I don't want to take too much more of your time, please go ahead and feel free.
I think I pretty much said everything I needed to say. Thank you so much for having me on and for everything.
Yes, thank you for getting these out there and keeping the remembrance of the 13. It wasn't just 13, and it wasn't just 18 wounded. There was, 3,500 of just ours from here. That doesn't include all the other countries that were out there during the withdrawal. Americans weren't the only ones there. The British were working side by side with us and doing the same evacuation process. And it took thousands and thousands and thousands, not just 13 and not just 18 wounded.
Right. Thank you for your son's services. And thank you for your services. As the son serves, the parents does, and the spouses as well. So I want to thank you guys. And with that, we can go into Q&A. So if anyone would like to speak with Chana and Cheryl, if you press the middle button, we can see your hand raised. I do know For the Win did have a question. So For the Win, you're up.
Hey, ladies. thank you for coming on tonight. We appreciate that a ton here. So my dad's side of the family's from Afghanistan, and half of my dad's side gets it with Trump, and then the other side is basically brainwashed with Biden and everything. So it's interesting because when that all happened, I was getting, you know, family in Afghanistan telling us what was really going on over there at the time, and what our media was saying was just not the truth of what was going on. It was just really messed up. So I have a couple questions for you. So I'm going to kind of hodgepodge around.
Well, I think we lost you.
Did we lose him?
Oh, I was sitting there thinking, gosh, I can't hear. Like, where'd he go?
That's been kind of my thing too. Like, why did it become such a division between this major right and this major left? What happened to the way we grew up? Because I remember growing up,
mm-hmm.
nobody really cared about, oh, my yeah. next is a Democrat. Okay, we
were
still
friends with them,
and they still put their American flags on their houses, and nobody judged you.
Our media. Our media created it.
Right.
Yeah,
you have,
created it.
When you have angry Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon leeching out with all that fake pent-up aggression, those Republicans, those extremists, they're going to take away our democracy and our freedoms, and people are constantly hearing that over and over. It's programming in them, and then they're getting angry. It's just kind of like during the pandemic. People that aren't wearing face masks are trying to kill you. And then you have people fighting because you're American right. You didn't want to wear a mask and that person did, but people forgot how to respect each other. But the media ultimately created this division.
It is so programmed into children nowadays that my truck, I went to go pick up my granddaughter from school. She is 10 years old. And this was only a couple months ago. So as I drive through the drive-through, I have the windows down and I have two American flags flying on my truck too. And then the bed of my truck is wrapped with my son, with a big picture of my son, but at the top, it's all 13. And as I drive through, as we pass this group of kids, they started saying how racist my truck was.
Oh, wow.
And my granddaughter is hearing this. So when she gets in the truck, she's like, Grandma, why is your truck racist? And I was like, I did not even know a truck could be racist. But I told my daughter, they're probably referring to our American flags flying on the truck, because nowadays, that is our American flag, I guess, stands for racism. I didn't know that before, because when I was raised, you know, it wasn't like this. When I was a kid, your best friend was a Democrat. Like, you guys didn't judge each other or hate each other off of your political choices. Nowadays, this administration has really put a division in there, and it's sad because our sons died for that flag. So to hear little kids saying that the flags on my truck were racist was really upsetting to me. It shows what they're being taught.
Well, if you watch these Congress hearings, everything that comes out of the Democrat people's mouths, which is very dangerous. The American flag is white supremacy. If you love this country, it's white. They call everything white supremacy. And I'm glad of being a biracial male where I know the truth. You know, I had a grandmother that loved black people very genuinely, to where that whole racist term could not get embedded in my brain. But with them pushing it every time, people constantly hear it. So then they're getting MK altered in their brain, thinking that it's white supremacist. They're being hypnotized to a lie, you know, and it's very sad because we are all one people. We are all brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And it's the media and an evil portion of our government.
Yep.
Yeah, it really is. And we have the people who own the networks. Let's not forget about them, that push these agendas for them and mm-hmm. their investment into our lawmakers. And the people they've bought and paid for to place there. And I never knew those things. Those were things I thought, you know, oh, our government's here to work for us. They're going to help us. Let's, you know, write a letter to our senator. Everything's going to be great. They're all, you know, they're here to work for us.
When these Congress hearings started, there was a whole room full of bipartisan Democrats and Republicans all in the same room going at every aspect of the withdrawal of Afghanistan. And then all of a sudden, when other things started happening, that group got smaller and smaller and smaller. And then there was nobody. And it's like, wait, what happened? So it literally went from a whole room full of people to only Republicans. What happened to the other voices? What happened to the other people's perspectives? Why aren't they showing up? Why aren't they engaging into helping with, you know, us 13 families get answers? Where did they go? They just disappeared. They just didn't want no part of it anymore. Who made that decision and why? I don't know how you can go from having this full committee and all kinds of people showing up to a very selected group.
That is so sad. It's so sad. And we see this so often with other situations. And you see the left disappear. You see the bipartisan, the independents disappear. You see a few Republicans stand. The rhinos leave. They're not real Republicans standing their ground. And it's, to me, the division is really about ownership. They have owned us. They've owned so much more than we ever can comprehend, including every network that we're trying to watch, which is how we end up on Telegram and Rumble and, you know, BitChute and in all these places where you can get your voice. And as we create our own media and shut down mainstream, you see more and more of it come out on places like the Fox Network or Nation, usually like the ones that are not on the cable station, but it's still ran by Fox. You'll see more on there on Real America's Voice. That is the real deal. So for us, it was all about how can we get rid of the network holders, right? How do you get rid of these people? These people are gazillionaires. They're not even from our country. And the few that are, why do they own these places? Why are they the owners? And you start kind of digging in there and you realize they've controlled everything we've learned. They've controlled everything they want to tell us. Like right now, I think the 13 families are taken care of until I step into this chat tonight. I think these families are on their way to healing with recognition from the American people for their children. You know, I think all kinds of things and none of it occurred. So here we've been led to believe the 13 families are being taken care of, just like any other mainstream story that's never true. And you talk to the moms and you see their faces and your heart breaks and then you act. And that's what patriots, I really feel, that love their country, that know the severity of our nation right now, are doing. We are acting. This is action. We do not talk and wait. We write our emails. We get to the people we need to get to, and we'll go through every door that we can to get it heard. And that is pretty much how it has to be until we have somebody else in office that knows what they're doing. And I'm scared to death. I won't even lie. I'm very politically involved. My husband's the mayor here, and I'm scared to death for this nation. Extremely.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and we really have to make sure that stories like this, as hard as they are to tell for you guys, are being heard and that they do know what you went through. Because what the parent went through was unnecessary. This is unnecessary. Your pain, your grief is enough. You do not need to be treated by, like, you know, like this by the people who actually, in my opinion, killed your child. The withdrawal was aimless. It was ridiculous. And I'm not any type of military, you know, intel or knowledge, but I have people that do run high ends of the military that are in my family and real close to our family too. And they're mortified with what they're living as their career that they can now not even get out of easily, you know, and they do hold you responsible for, walking away, even when you can retire right now. Like if you're holding secrets, you're holding secrets for them. They don't want you to go anywhere until this is a said and done machine, you know, and the election is over or they've stolen it or whatever their intentions are this year. So it's so much deeper than that, but your window shows people. That's what I'm feeling. Like your windows together is showing us as Americans the truth. And that's what everybody's after right now. We're after the truth because everybody feels it's not right. I've watched Democrats turn into so-called MAGA or Trumpers or Republicans or independents. because of what they're looking at. I grew up in a Democratic family, and every single one of them are now Republicans, and 40 some people in my family because of the way this has went down, you know.
But you shouldn't have to divide your own family as far as, well, I'm this and I'm that, because I mean, everybody's going to have differences in their families. We're not all the same people. I have my own opinions versus.
That's true. It's so true. And I'm watching it. And that's what was so sad, because we had a lot of people who just didn't care, and we were just living our lives and everything was great. And then we realized, oh my God. And now they think the ultimate demons of the world are Democrats if they're a Republican, which isn't always true, you know?
Our personal families, because our families should be divided. And if I'm going to sit there and say my aunt is, you know, a complete Democrat, I can't talk to her because she doesn't believe in the same things.
Yeah, that's
horrible. Jojo over here, you know, it's why? What happened?
That's what they've done to us. They've straight up, like, if you listen to them speak, they teach fear mongering. If you watch, well, the State of the Union address, I mean, he was screaming at us like a crazy man. And calling out the Supreme Court and the Republican Party. And I was like, what happened to just having two parties that makes a whole? And we don't have any of that anymore. I don't even feel like, oh, sorry, my grand dog is wild.
And once they stopped working together and caused that division, there's no one way is perfectly right and the next way is exactly completely 100% wrong. There's no compromise in the middle of any of this.
There's really not.
Yeah, terrible.
You look at the people trying to lead the way and help everyone. For instance, I'll just use my husband's position as an example, as a bipartisan leader, right? He doesn't think about political views when you're running a community and trying to better your community. There's no political views involved. It's about the community. And that's the way we used to be as Americans. That's the way our government used to at least pretend. If they weren't, they at least acknowledged you and kept you involved and made sure were present.
Our first responders, they're nonpartisan. They are for everybody, not just because this or that.
Yep. And that is what we just are not seeing right now at all. The divide is very hurtful. It's very, I'll have to say, it's a forsaken time. It really is. And when you hear stories like this and you just want to help and you want to point out that there's probably how many more mothers, military fathers and mothers that have been through a system or a scenario like this. And we never knew because we didn't have alternative media then. You know, there might be an article or something in a newspaper that we can search in a library back in the day. But it's really the time to expose exactly what they're doing to people. And it's horrible. It's horrifying.
Yeah, I think Brian got his mic fixed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got it fixed. But then, like, when I was asking last, when I was talking, I got home and my Wi-Fi came on, and I think that's why you guys couldn't hear me. So I'm sorry that the conversation went that way with it. What I was trying to say was I have family on each side, and it's like, each side is only given so much information, and then you're left to kind of like put the pieces together. So what I wanted to first ask you ladies was, what did you think about that airplane that was taking off with everyone running around it? What were your thoughts with that when you saw that?
When I seen that, I don't even know the exact right words. It actually hurt my heart that people were so desperate to get out of there that they would risk their lives thinking they could ride on the outside of an airplane.
They knew what they were. If they were left behind, they knew that no matter what they were. I mean, we were there for 20 years. We Americans guided and helped, you know, Afghanistan, and the women and children, the girls could go to school and get educated. And we were throwing that away. And literally Biden left in the middle of the night. The most disrespectful way any person could ever leave anything, you don't leave in the middle of the night with nobody being aware. Those people were fearing for every part of their life. They were throwing their children. They were, you know, I'd rather die by the hands of the Americans than by the Taliban. How could one terrorist group really just be so in control?
Yeah.
I would, if I saw my president, I don't know who he is, if I saw my president of the United States of America getting on a helicopter with nothing but cash to flee his own country and leave all his people behind, I'm going to want to leave my country too. And I'm going to want to take my family and my friends and anybody that I can save around me. They felt the same way. They were being abandoned, betrayed, and Joe Biden did that.
Well, and the weird thing to me about that situation was when they showed the plane up in the air and then there's a guy like falling midair, and then they put that little red circle around him. They're like, yeah, see, he's here he is. He's right in the sky. He's falling like that. And by the way, he's a member of the national team for the national soccer team of Afghanistan. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, that doesn't make any sense in the world. Like, that story, that whole thing. I'm sorry, ladies, for everything that happened to your sons over there and stuff, but I hope there's more to this story, is what I'm trying to say right now. I really do. I really, really do, because it stinks. And I feel really bad for what our leaders have done to you ladies with this whole thing. So I just want to say, like, pray that there's more to the story than we are left with right now.
I don't even think it's just us. It goes back to just all mankind. It goes back to everybody. They didn't care about a single soul. It didn't matter who it was. We left Americans there. We, you know, it was just, there was so much going on. Again, I would want to leave my country. I would definitely want to leave my country if I was watching everybody try to leave too.
So would I.
Do you think the ladies have been treated better than Ashley Babbitt's family, or about the same or worse?
I personally have gotten absolutely zero anything from anybody. The people that reached out were organizations, veterans, community members.
Same.
There wasn't anything for the 13 from what I originally had found out is, hey, you know, there's only 13 families. We should have invited them to the White House to receive their Purple Hearts and nationally acknowledge these 13 for saving so many lives and praise them and honor them. And a lot of people got them in the mail or in a box. And it's,
I got mine in a cafe. Was that a cafeteria at Pendleton? I got Cream's Purple Heart handed to me in it.
Oh, wow.
Cafeteria.
They were handed to eating ACOs were to hand them to us the way they felt, but in a box. I mean, no, they should have.
What about like a funeral? Did they do a proper funeral for you guys and everything, like all together, or was it just every family took care of each shoulder individually? Or like,
we had our own services individually.
We had our own.
You know, and I think that probably the difference with the last question of, you know, how do you ladies feel if you've been treated better or less than Abbott's family? One thing I will say, going back in my memory, when the news broke of the 13, I mean, it aired for a day or two, and it slowly started fading away, and it was gone. But with Abbott, alternative media, the Patriots did not let that story die down. And then the mainstream had to talk about it because they're looking for ratings. So they constantly talked about it. I think that might be the separation and the difference, if that makes any sense. And then, you know, you naturally are going to have, let's just say, political folks that will conquer the moment for publicity, and they're going to get involved and bring on the mom and do this because it looks like they're doing something. To where it just seems like for the Gold Star families, it's a totally different story. I mean, you ladies aren't even getting reached out to from Congress or being informed. I mean, that's that speaks to itself.
Yeah.
I have one more question for you, girls. I'm just wondering, did your own representatives from your own states at least acknowledge you? No.
We're from California, and if you know a little bit about, there was four of us from California, and our governor did not reach out to any of us.
Yeah, he did not.
He didn't call us. He didn't ask
us. I know Charlita Bassett pretty well. She was running for senator out there, and I think she would really, really want to pray over this and acknowledge this story with me. And I'm hoping that we can do that sometime in the future. I just feel horrible that nobody has taken the time with you that they should have, period, for your loss. And thinking back to like the withdrawal time, you know, it got a lot of attention for 2 weeks, but even as an American, we didn't hear soldiers' names. We didn't see their families. And I have interviewed Ashley Babbitt's mom, who obviously, like, gosh, you know, you can cry through so much of these interviews. The one thing she did do, like Mike said, that really did help was she got in contact with us and other podcasting networks and broadcasters in the mainstream, and she went to every Reawaken America tour, and we were able to give her a VIP for all of those things and make sure they're not paying for anything to be there, and then start her, like, you know, interview at my corner, for instance, and then we'll take her to the next one to maybe Real America's Voice would be next to us, or another show, and the media wraps around the room and everybody takes these interviews home. We edit the background sound out and we just blast you across America. So, you know, I'm hoping to stay in contact with you and be able to see if somebody's willing to just at least hear what we heard here tonight, because it's mortifying. It really is. It should never have been.
Does have our contact information. And when the division started, they don't reach out to us as much as they used to. It took Steve to get arrested to actually have a couple of them call and ask us for an interview. Yeah. They don't know.
That's just wow. You know, thinking back to find out how we would. Oh, sorry, hon. Oh, I was thinking back to how I would even find out who those families were during that time. It wasn't like they said, you know, Marine's mom, Miss, you know, Shanna Chappelle. Like, they did not,
right.
We had no way to find them, if you think about it, because I went through this window with Heidi, and it might have been JD one night, and I'm saying, who can we have to reach out to some of these families when they're ready, you know, so they have contact information to just get a hold of us when they're ready. And thinking back, we couldn't get anywhere then, because it was so
same
new.
Same here. Same
yeah,
here.
How did you find him this time, Mike?
Let me tell you, Jody.
it's always God then, with I'm us. Like, we operate with God.
Right. It was totally God, I tell you. And all the admins know, I say everything that's happened on here is it's all been God's work. But when the news broke, I'm like, I definitely would like to bring the moms on here to help them expose this failed administration in this tragic situation and connect with the, you know, the parents, to bring them into the Patriot community. Cause you know, there's a lot of support here. And like Jody just said, there was no information. They didn't give no names or nothing. So it's kind of went on the back burner for a while. And that's when they were having the hearings for the Gold Star family. And Val streamed it on here and we all watched it. And Wanda, which she's a vet, one of the admins that are on here, Wanda gets a big shout out for activating my first wanting to bring the Gold Star families on here. And Wanda, after we were done watching, she was like, you know, we should bring the Gold Star families on here. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, thank you for bringing that up, Wanda. Like, God put it inside my consciousness, but he says, it's not time yet. Then we were watching the hearing. Wanda activated that memory again. God, I'm sure our creator, it was done by him. And that's when I was able to see some names. And me, Wanda, a couple other admins, some members were like, you know what? We're going to try to find these Gold Star families and reach out to them. And I tell you what, Shauna and Cheryl was very transparent and responsive. And that's how it happened. Seeing their names, and I'm like, I'm going to try to find them. Oh, I think I found them. And I reached out, sent a message, and there it is.
It's beautiful you've done, because I'm sitting here like just wheel turning, and I just hear things like, oh, well, Veterans for America First, Admiral Kubik, he's like popping in my head, right? Like Admiral Kubik is retired. He's somebody very powerful that would be mortified to hear the story that they have not even, you know, been acknowledged. So like these people, the support is unreal, which they've needed from the beginning, Mike, from the very beginning. I mean, our nation, we wept and wept over this with watching these soldiers being brought home and the Marines that had, you know, were all just fallen at this point. And I hate to say died. I don't know why, or killed or murdered. I feel so, it's so tragic to say those things. So I just like to say that, you know, when we lost them, we wept with you and for you, and for them to know what we now know here tonight, that is where, that's the game changer. And as usual, Mike is the one bringing things to the surface.
Like, we were only surrounded by this little bubble. Like, we were just kind of stuck with, you know, there wasn't a lot of outside. It was really weird from what I saw, is that my social media, I couldn't see my friends anymore. I was seeing only selected people that I wasn't even friends with prior to. It was the only people sometimes I see now, or just the families of the 13. There wasn't a lot of outside exposure. I couldn't find anything. I was Googling for anything. It was all shut down. Like our phone, like my phone personally felt like it was just stuck, and it was just revolving in this tiny little community. And that's what I kept saying, is we're just like trapped in this little, I don't know anybody else but this handful of people. Where's all those other people that I did see? Where's the 600,000 people that were lining the streets for these families? Where did they all go? We got pushed away so quickly. I believe it was Pelosi that right after it happened, she actually said, I'm banning Afghanistan from the White House. Oh, really?
What?
And never say
what?
There's an article put out that she said that. And then the articles, that was another thing. I was Googling articles and then saving them, and things started disappearing off my phone, so I couldn't go back.
That happened to me too.
Yeah, and it's like, how can I not go back to what I was saving that so I could reread again and again, and then all of a sudden it would disappear.
Yep.
Photos, I had photos disappearing.
Same here.
Weird. And when you're stuck in this little bubble, you don't see everything else that's happening. And that's what my family has continuously just been, right here with a handful of people, because we don't know anybody else. They don't hear about my son. They don't. I have a scholarship program. I have a nonprofit that I'm doing, and people don't even see that. People don't even know that it's circulating out there. They don't know, you know, the only ones that I do know is like the high school. Okay, students, put in your applications for your scholarships, but nobody else sees it. The parents don't see it. The other students of freshman, you know, all the way up, the only ones that are seeing this is a very small, you know, community. My own community members don't see what's going on with my life. And I don't know why. It should be all over. It should be, hey, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give back in my son's name. Let me, you know, will you help? Will you donate to this so I can give in honor of my son? I don't know, this kid, $1,000 scholarship. But nobody sees it. Nobody even knows that it's even going on unless I tell them.
Wow, that sounds very familiar. In 2020, as we had that chaotic election, there was a lot of things I was saving when I was on Facebook. But then I seen a guy that I know sent me this link with all the dead people that voted in Michigan, and this going back to people that were born in the 1800s. And I was sharing this to all my family and friends. And then out of the blue, it got nuked. And the link was just gone. I'm like, holy cow. Like, I had a million text messages with this. And it was just, it was nuked. Some of the things that you were explaining through a phone call may be explained. But I would say that is a very controlled algorithm that's going on. And they were trying to isolate you and keep you in the bubble. I'm experiencing that because I was kicked off of Facebook permanently. And when I seen Trump get on, I just went on there and tried to sign in, and bam, I was in. And I'm like, holy cow. But what you're explaining is happening to me on there.
So in the very, all the way up leading up to close to the 1 year and on the 1 year when there was photos and stuff circulating about Remember the 13, my son personally was left out of 90% of everything. He was named another person's name that had passed away 2 days prior, and he was considered one of the 13, and my son's name was not being talked about anywhere. I would see these like message, or something would pop up and say, you know, everybody but my son, or they'd have two photos of one of the 13 and nothing with my son. And it was like, wait, some people know about Dylan, and then other people have no idea he exists because his name is being da 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 da. And that was everywhere. Everywhere that I saw, my son was not included at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I did not know names like what Jody was talking about until that hearing came, and that's when I discovered your sons and you ladies, which is crazy. But were you talking about that was happening like on social media?
Right, because that was basically the only place that anything about the 13 was being even spoken about. But again, yeah, it felt like
the news wasn't talking about them anymore, was making sure to push them off. But I remember, because I pointed out a couple of them, they were, I think they were, instead of having Dylan's name, they had Ricky. Was that the name?
It was some other name. And then there's a 13 photo collage that they put together, and it has one of the 13. They have two photos, and Dylan was left out of that. So Dylan's name wasn't being talked about anywhere.
That's very interesting. I do know we have another member that does have a question, and I don't want to keep her waiting, but I'll let her go ahead and ask her question. Go ahead, Diana. If anyone else has a question that would like to speak with Cheryl and Shauna, like I said, I don't want to keep them too much longer. We're well over an hour now. Just press the middle button. We can see your hand raised, but go ahead, Diane.
Thank you. Ladies, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your courage and your bravery.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just, and I want you to know that your sons will be honored in everybody's hearts in this room from this day on. But I also wanted to tell you something. I watched a show last week with Nino Rodriguez and Sheila Holmes. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's some kind of military insider. She said at 4 a.m. on the 1st of January, 2024, they put out a document, military compliance, something like that. But in this show, and I've got a clip of it, if you want me to send it to you, let me know. She was talking about, and Millie's name was the first on the list. In the fourth paragraph of this document, there was a list of military admirals, generals, colonels, people that were compliant in forcing these vaccines on these young men. And she said, they've already been served, court martial is next. So I want you to be encouraged that justice is coming and your sons will be honored as they should have been from the get.
Thank you.
We love you, ladies. Don't ever stop fighting. Don't ever stop fighting. Because now you got an army behind you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Wanda?
Hey, ladies. I've spoken to y'all before. I just want to thank y'all for your son's service. Veterans are so true to my heart. I'm a veteran. My husband's a veteran. I have a son that served in the Marine Corps also. So, y'all are very special to me. I want you to know that every year on Telegram for Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Veterans Day, I always do a special. This year, I posted pictures of all of your children, all of the 13, on the page that I did that veteran special on, because it means something to me and y'all mean something to me. And we fight every single day, the VA. The VA is horrible and we fight them every single day. And we're going to continue to fight for you, and we're going to continue to fight for the rest of our soldiers and Marines out there. So don't ever give up, because we're not giving up. And I love you both.
Also, thank you for your service.
That goes back to the focus right now on the 13. What about all the other veterans? They don't get... That's who reached out to me, was a lot of community veterans and veterans groups. And I hear these stories. They're not getting the things they need. I don't know if my son came back and he was wounded and he wasn't receiving some of the things. I'd be in the same boat looking for answers and still trying to get my son help. They don't help us. They don't help the siblings. They don't help the families. They basically just... Once you sign that last piece of paper, okay, bye, see ya. And then you're to fend for yourself. Look at our situations. Our other children suffer. They've become quiet as far as nobody even knows about, what's going on. All the family, everybody's aunts and uncles and all this, it affected everybody. But all the veterans from past, present, and future, where's the change here? Why are we not helping them?
So true. And hopefully the next administration really tackles that, because we have a veteran on here where his grandmother served, and he has actual video proof of a failed system in the VA. That definitely needs to be fixed, because our men and women that serve, they do the ultimate sacrifice. They put their life on the line. Some of them lose their lives, some of them get wounded, and the most that we could do is make sure that they're comfortable and they're taken care of. And it's really sad to see what's going on and hearing some of these stories. I've heard stories from our admin that is a vet. A lot of people, I have a cousin that worked in the VA. She's not there anymore, and I went to her job once to see her on her lunch break, and she got in the car and she was crying. And I won't tell the story, but I can tell you that it's a failed system, and that's something that needs to be fixed. I want to thank both of you for your courage, your bravery to come on here and give us the truth, expose some of the stuff, and hopefully it reaches the right people so this gets changed, We're not asking you guys to get accepted in any group or anything. The main thing is to our government, these two mothers, Shauna and Cheryl, deserves to be informed. They deserve to be communicated with. And if they did want to attend a hearing, they deserve our government, since their kids gave the ultimate sacrifice, to have their trip paid for, their hotel paid for, from our tax dollars. If you want to put anything to use of our tax dollars, do it to something good and a good cause, rather than giving it to people that are not doing anything for our communities. But like I said, I want to thank you, ladies, so much. And if it's okay with you, I'll definitely connect both of you with Jody. I think it'll definitely be a good thing. And I'm just so thankful that you ladies came on tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you both. I'll keep you guys in my prayers. Like I said, I'm there for you. If you ever need anything, just reach out. You know my number, and hopefully you guys have a good Saturday. And I'm looking forward to future endeavors, especially connecting you guys with Jody.
Yeah, thank you. Are you going to be connecting us with Jody on Telegram or my Instagram?
If it's cool with you guys, I'll give you her phone number directly. I'm sure okay. She doesn't care. I'll talk with her, but that's how I'll do it.
Oh, okay. And then we can send her a text message.
Most definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Much love, y'all.
Thank you.